what Maulana Musa just referred to, that we should make tawbah regularly. So one beautiful riwayat comes that one sahabi came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Hi, my son. Oh, my son. All my sins, so much of my sins." A few times he said he was very disturbed and very unrestful that my sins, what sins I have committed. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him this dua, "Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi." O Allah, your forgiveness is much more greater than what my sins are. "Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali." And your mercy, I've got much more hope in your mercy than my good deeds, than my deeds which I have done. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Repeat it again." He repeated it again, told him, "Repeat it again." He repeated it again. He said, "Go, Allah has forgiven you." So there's a very beautiful dua also. "Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min zunubi. Wa rahmatuka arja indi min amali." O Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more greater than what my sins are. What are my sins? Nothing whatsoever compared to your forgiveness. The whole world's sins, what are they? If Allah wishes to, He forgives all. Well, there is nothing for Allah Ta'ala. And more than our amal, we should not trust on our amal. We don't know if they are accepted. And Allah's rahmat is so great. We have hope in the mercy and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So by repeating it three times, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Go, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven you." And this is a very important and very good practice that every night we should make tawbah istighfar. Read this dua. There are many other duas of maghfirat. "Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira." Many duas, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala is most kind. He has commanded us to ask for forgiveness. We ask, He forgives. That is why He has told us to ask for forgiveness. And with our amal, even Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "My amal won't take me to Jannah. Only that Allah Ta'ala envelopes me, covers me in His rahmat, rahmat." We are very, very greatly dependent on that. And our actions also, our niyat many times, what is our niyat? How wrong our niyats are. And sometimes we realize the faults in our niyats after years. We did something, then after years we say, "Oh, that there, what was my niyat at that time?" Person decides to become a hafiz, become an alim. Sometimes later in life he realizes, "Now, what was my need at that time?" But Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. That we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And our amal are also very, not weak, rotten. What are our amal? Our two rakats of namaz, we can't still make properly. So what are our amal? So we just hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to beg of Him always. And He's there. He is Arhamur Rahimeen. He is so great. His heart is so, Allah Ta'ala forgives so easily. We just have to beg of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala all the time. The people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they were disobedient. How disobedient? But then Allah Ta'ala sends the signs, clear signs, clear signs. The smoke of Jahannam came and overtook them. But then they turned to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala forgave them. Allah Ta'ala, that is one case where Allah's azab had come. Otherwise, once Allah's azab is let loose, then nothing can stop it. Then it takes its course. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala withdrew it again. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind. Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah istighfar regularly. And of all our sins. And Allah is so merciful, we beg of Him. It is all in His hands. Even the rights of fellow people. We beg of Allah that, O Allah, You fulfill the rights on our behalf. It is mentioned that sometimes we know we are driving a car and there's a puddle of water and the car went over the water and that water splashed on somebody. we will be questioned of that also on the day of Qiyamah. It is also huququl ibad. Where are we going to stay? We speak with our friend in our home. How we speak to our wife, the children. How many times we speak so rudely, so harshly, and we still thinking I'm very pious. We don't know where Allah. And if Allah wishes to, on one small point, He can take a person to task. And if He wishes to, what terrible gunas and how many people? 99-year-old kafir, just read kalima, passed away, gone, forgiven by Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So we just have to beg of Allah ta'ala. And we must never ever feel that I'm alright and my piety, that is very dangerous. That I did this, I've got this piety, I'm so good. No, nothing of that helps. Allah Ta'ala's mercy we have to look on. Also, we must never trust and in our family there are these pious people, or that I've got contact with these pious people. Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl were in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. They were his uncles also, but it didn't help them. So we have to just beg of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, you help me with more sajdas, that you will also have to do your own work. So just any contact with somebody, that is also not sufficient. We have hope in Allah, having ta'alluq with our mashayikh, with our elders, it will be very, very helpful, but we can't just depend on that. We have to try in our way what we can do.